A developer in Syracuse, New York, wants to expand an already successful shopping center to make it the biggest mall in the country. The new complex will include huge stores, indoor recreation areas, hotels, even an aquarium. Local legislators approved a controversial tax exemption for the project in hopes of boosting an economy that lags far behind the rest of the nation. From member station WAER in Syracuse, Chris Bolt reports.
Developer Bob Congell and his pyramid companies already have a successful mall in Syracuse. They count the Carousel Center among the top two dozen or so retail complexes in the nation. But Congell's vision for the new center is anything but a string of the same familiar chain stores.
This is not a mall. I mean, it's a misnomer. I mean, this is a tourist attraction. Our goal is to bring people in from all over the world. And the great part of tourism, people come, they leave their money, and then they leave.
A shopper at the Carousel Center can now find familiar names, Banana Republic, The Gap, Foot Locker, and some larger stores that didn't used to go into malls, such as CompUSA and Borders Books. Pyramid partner Bruce Keenan says the new center will include more big box retailers, but also an indoor soccer field, an ice rink, and wide open gathering areas. Keenan says such attractions complement the retail, creating a destination people will go to for many reasons. Keenan expects another of the big draws will be huge outdoor equipment retailers, stores as large as supermarkets that sell gear for hunting, fishing, camping, and other sports.
We're located in the center of upstate New York, which is literally the great outdoors in every direction, the Finger Lakes, the Great Lakes, the Adirondack Mountains, the Catskill Mountains. What a great venue for these major outdoor retailers. These are people who will draw customers from hours and hours away on a routine basis.
The entire center will total 3.5 million square feet, running six city blocks long. In exchange for a 30-year tax exemption, the pyramid companies will pay for public road improvements and parking lots to create access. Many lawmakers opposed giving up taxes for so long, but others were tired of losing business and jobs to southern states that handed out better incentives. Onondaga County Legislature Chair Bill Sanford told his colleagues this $900 million project could change the trend.
We have to break out of this Northeast syndrome we seem to be in. We can be the community that does this. We can be the ones that you can say that we have broken that strain of mediocrity.
With the new jobs, the sales tax, and increased tourism, a consulting firm estimates a total economic boost to the area that could top $2 billion a year. Not everyone is convinced. Some local residents fear other malls in the region will suffer and that many of the jobs created will be low-paying or part-time. Downtown Syracuse is another concern. There is one area that's being revitalized. On a Friday or Saturday night, Armory Square is busy with people enjoying some nightlife. Steve Dorsey owns P.J. Dorsey's pub and steakhouse there. He'd love to see mall visitors come into his place for a drink or dinner, but he doesn't believe they will.
The Armory is, a small retail shops down here, restaurants, taverns, and that's everything that the mall is going to be creating. I can foresee, a lot of these businesses that you're looking out at the street into right now aren't going to be here in another 3 or 4 years.
Yet, spin-off business is exactly what mall expansion supporters are counting on. The center has naturally been compared to what is currently the nation's largest mall in Minnesota, the Mall of America. Keenan says the comparisons are encouraging.
For every dollar spent in the Mall of America, those visitors spend $2 in the immediate trade area. Hotel rooms, restaurants, other shops.
The key will be to keep it exciting. That might mean changing shops or gutting some attractions for the newest, latest thing, so people will come. Syracuse University Retail Management Program Director Amanda Nicholson says a grand enough attraction will change people's notion of a trip to the mall.
The concept of a Minneapolis is to get people to come hundreds of miles to see you. People fly from London to the Mall of America on planes. They come in from Japan, and this is an event. I don't think they're flying from Japan because they can't buy stuff in Japan.
Analysts suggest 40 million people a year will visit the expanded Carousel Center once it's complete, giving the area's job picture and sales tax revenue a big shot in the arm. Both economic experts and the developers downplay the importance of it becoming the largest, though that is clearly part of the excitement. But even if Carousel becomes the biggest shopping center in the nation, that distinction may be short-lived. Minnesota's Mall of America is considering its own growth spurt. For National Public Radio, I'm Chris Bolt in Syracuse.